Hello everyone, it's Yana here with Jen to Wen on the 6th of September, and I've got Simon with me.
Hello.
Yes. Right. And we are we're trying to sell off a few bits and bobs. But mainly the big items are furniture. Because we've got some stuff that the kids used to use, and they need to go because we want to get something else now. The kids have outgrown it, or we found sort of other storage solutions for their toys now. So the thing seems to be to sell things off or to recycle things if that doesn't work, depending on what it is.
Mm.
So if that doesn't
work, you take them down the dump.
Exactly. Yes. So there are those things. Or charity shop somewhere in between.
Mm. Yes.
Because I haven't got that much time to sort of sell everything off that we've got. So I'm concentrating on a few choice things. Some of them being furniture and them. But it's very odd, isn't it? It's an odd business trying to. So I'm using Gumtree because that's kind of local. And the thing that I don't quite get with it is I'm trying to find out what the price is, because the kind of IKEA furniture we have, a lot of people have that, so I try to price it around there.
A lot of people are trying to sell it already on Gumtree.
Yeah, so that's what I'm thinking with Gumtree. It's very much sort of a, you've got to be local because you've got to go and pick it up, and it's furniture.
Yeah.
So you're not going to drive too far. So you can, you don't have to necessarily do it by price, even though I've noticed if you offer it very cheaply, then people are interested. So, you might get a lot of interest. But I think in the end, it's all about being local, so you can easily pick it up if there's various available through the country.
Mm.
And of the ones we have, certainly is. But I'm finding it a very odd experience.
Yes.
And it's the same with recycle, because some stuff I've tried to recycle as well. And the ones that really, really absolutely perplex me are the ones where they basically reply on recycle that's particularly within the minute of the email going out to everyone. There'll be someone saying, "Hi, can I have this?" And you'll go, "Yes." And then you'll never, ever hear from that person again.
Hmm.
So it's almost like like some kind of sport. Am I the first? I don't know whether that's why they do it. So that's Freecycle. And then Gumtree is something very similar, where I'm getting a lot, but I'm getting quite a few of those. There's usually texts. I've got a collection now of people saying, "Hi, is it still available?" And you go, "Yes, it is." And that's it. They'll never come back.
Yeah.
No, and it's kind of, so there are people out there who go through the adverts on Gumtree and they just want to make sure it's still there. And once they know that, they can happily go back to their lives.
Mm.
They're satisfied knowing that this thing is still available. I don't get that. Unless there's some kind of Gumtree police. And if I said, "No, it's not," then maybe I'd get a ranting text next to say, "Why haven't you taken it down then?"
Mm, could be.
Yeah, I don't quite get that.
I don't know if anyone who's listening might maybe able to shed some light on that. Is there something else you're supposed to be saying at the same time? Are you supposed to,
Like what?
Let's say if I want to get one of those things there.
Yeah.
I go on Gumtree and I look at all of the ones that are listed on there and they're all about the same price. And I will text. So I will then text six different people to say, "Is it still available?" And so you're one of the six people that received that query. But somebody else has replied in a different way that somehow captured the imagination of that purchaser and triggered that purchase to go and purchase it from that person. So, are you supposed to say,
Or they're closer, you know, or I don't know.
Yes, it's still available, and I'm giving out free blowjobs as well, or something. You know, is that?
Darling, I didn't want to X-rate this.
Sorry, is there something that's missing? Is there something else that you're supposed to do? Is the etiquette saying?
I don't know.
You know, to
I don't know because it doesn't matter because I've said
go back and say yes, and I'm actually knocking £10 off the price to the first person to ask. So, you know, the price is now this or whatever. You know, is there something else that you're supposed to be doing?
I don't know because I've had lots of people like that, but then the person who came and bought the other piece of furniture that we've already sold last weekend, the conversation started off like that. He said, is it still available? I said, yes, it is. And he said, I'd like to buy it, please. When can I come round? And then it just went from there. So, you know, if they're interested, then I reckon they will come back to you, especially on text. It's very easy. The other thing that I find really strange is there's my name on there, but it's all really anonymous. So you literally just get people saying, hi, is this available? And then they don't give their own name. So most of them, one called me up about it and I had to actually say, sorry, I didn't catch your name. It's all really anonymous. And he was really reluctant to give his name anyway. But then it's like, Terry and Dunstable.
Is it text message is the wrong medium?
Because not outing anyone here.
Is it the text messaging is the wrong medium because but my point is you're going through a web page with a listing of different products that are available for sale, and you're clicking through and then you're finding that a text, and you're finding the way to communicate with somebody is a text message. So you text them and say, "Hi, is that still available?" And then you get a text message that comes back that says, yes, it is still available. But by that time, you've already closed down the page. So now you've received a text message from somebody saying, yes, the item's still available. But all you've got is their phone number. And
Can I just jump in here? Because that's not all you have. Because those texts, if they click on there, it'll say re, and then it'll name the item. So they must be going through the website. I've noticed that now because I thought, are they all typing this in? That's a bit odd. But it'll actually have like a subject line in there. They'll have that in their reply as well. So they'll see what it was about.
So the email the text message they send you has a reference in it?
Mm-hmm. So it names the item. So then when they receive... And this is how I know, because how would I know otherwise? Because I've listed several things and they all go, oh, hi, is this still available? Because otherwise I'd have to text back, well, which bin do you mean? Which one are you interested in?
Okay.
See? So right. I don't know. But it's all very strange. Then again, so if it does work, that's the thing. You have to sift through a lot of, you know, or people who get it wrong, who don't read it properly. It's funny because Gumtree says, write a bit more and that gets you more attention. But if I write a bit more, I notice that people don't actually read to the end, just like in real life, really.
This is real life.
So they'll quote me the wrong price because they haven't read to the end, and people will expect lots of bargains. So they'll expect to have money knocked off straight away, or they'll sort of say, "Will you take?" You know, they start bargaining straight away. When I'm thinking, and this is the bit with the being local, and you know, because I mean, I know what we're selling. There's loads of them available, and a lot of them are cheaper because they're not as good as ours. I've priced that a little bit high because they've got missing bits, or they say they've got broken this and broken that, and ours is perfect.
Yeah.
And complete. So I'm thinking, well, if that's all they've got to spend, then why don't they just go for one of the cheaper ones? Why have they got to go to someone? It's almost like, do people want a bargain? That sort of thing. Are people expecting a bargain? Or is this part of the challenge to get a bargain out of it?
Well, people do like to knock money off. But, you know, as you say, it's a cultural thing. You know, is the price... are you supposed to pay the price that's listed? Or are you supposed to knock something off? You know, it's like... If that's just expected, then you're already not doing it, I suppose. So again, does anybody out there know?
Right, we're running out of time here. I'm sure there was something else I meant to mention. I'll see if it comes back to me. Well, anyway, thank you for listening.
Thank you for having me on.